Hare Krishna. So today, because of Nityananda Trayodasi and the inauguration anniversary of our temple, we have a special Shringar of the deities, and therefore the Shringar Aratik will be at 9 o'clock. I think that has been announced in the morning, and So the deity greetings or Shringar Aratik will be at 9 a.m. Bhajan Kirtan from 9:15 a.m. At 10:30 there will be a fire sacrifice, Havan. At 11, Abhishek of the deities. 11:45, Bhoga offering to their lordships. And at 12:15 will be Maha Arati. And at 12:30, the Prasadam feast. Srila Nityananda Prabhu Ki. Sriman Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day celebration ki. Shri Shri Nityananda Trayodasi ki. ISKCON Ujjain Temple anniversary ki. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. So since it is Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day today, we will sing a song which was composed by Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya it is composed by Lochan Das Thakur. Nitandashtakam, Lochan Das Thakur. There are 8 stanzas, but we will sing only the first one. First stanza. It goes like Sharochandra Bhrantim Sphura Damala Kanting Gajagoting Hari Preman Mattang Dhrita Paramasattang Smitamukham Stada Ghurna Netrang Karo Kolita Betrang Koli Bhidang Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanato Rukandam Niravadhi. It was composed by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat and many other very wonderful literatures describing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is actually an incarnation of Srila Vasudev. Chaitanya Lilar Bash Vrindavan Das. So this describes Sharochandra Bhrantim Sphurad Amala Kantim. The brilliance of Sriman Nityananda Prabhu is the defeats or subsides the brilliance of the full moon of autumn season, of Sarat season. And his movement is like an elephant, a proud king of elephants. The elephant's movement is very majestic. Gajagotim. So movement of Nityananda Prabhu is like the proud movement of the king of the elephants. Elephant is very powerful, so he doesn't care about anyone. King of elephants. Hari Preman Mattang. He is mad with love of Sri Hari. In Krishna Prem, he is Unmatya. Unmatya means mad. Hari Preman Mattang and Dhrita Parama Satyam. He is situated in transcendental goodness. And Smita Mukham, there is a beautiful smile in his face all the time. Shada Ghurna Netram, his eyes are rolling due to ecstasy of Krishna Prem. And Karo Kolita Betram, in his hand a stick is adorning his hand. And Kali Bhidam, with this stick, what does he do? He defeats the influence of Kali. So take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, you won't have to be afraid of Kali. Otherwise, Kali is a very dangerous age. What Kali does, Kali makes us forget Krishna. Kali establishes adharma, but if you take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, you'll be situated in the path of dharma, you'll be situated in Krishna consciousness, you'll be safe and secured in dharma. Therefore, bhaje nityanandam bhajanatoru kandam niravadhi. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is compared to a tree. And in that tree, Nityananda Prabhu is the trunk, bhajanatoru, the trunk of devotion. The main thing of the tree, where does the tree rest? The tree is resting on the trunk. First is the root. Who is the root? The root is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the trunk is Nityananda Prabhu. Bhajanatoru kandam. And bhaje nityanandam. I worship Srila Nityananda Prabhu, Sriman Nityananda Prabhu, niravadhi, all the time. Who is the branch, who is the trunk of the tree of devotion? So should you all sing this song today? Okay.
Sharat Chandra Bhante Spuradamala Kanti Gajagatim Sharat Chandra Bhante Spuradamala Kanti Gajagatim Sharat Chandra Bhante Suradamala Kanti Gajagatim Hari Premanmata Dhrita Paramasatya Smita Mukha Hari Premanmatya Dhrita Paramasatya Smita Mukha Chandra Bhante Spuradamala Kanti Gajagatim Sharat Chandra Bhante Sura Damala Kante Gajagati. Hari Premanmatya Dhrita Paramasatya Smita Mukha. Sada Ghurna Netra Karo Kolita Betra Kali Bheda. Sada Ghurna Netra Karo Kolita Betra Kali Bheda. Bhaje Nityananda Bhajana Toru Khanda Tamu. Nirabadhi Bhaje Nityananda Bhajana Toru Kanda Niravadhi. Bhaje Nityananda Bhajana Toru Kanda Niravadhi. Sharat Chandra Bhante Sura Damala Kante Gajagati. Hari Premanmatya Dhrita Paramasatya Smita Mukha. Hari Premanmatya Dhrita Paramasatya Smita Mukha. Sada Ghurna Netra Karo Kolita Betra Kali Bheda. सदा घूर्ण नेत्रा करो कलित बेत्रा कलिभेदा भजे नित्यानंद भजन तोरु कंद निरवधि भजे नित्यानंद भजन तोरु कंद निरवधि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhaje Nityananda Bhajanataru Kanda Niravadhi Bhaje Nityananda Bhajanataru Kanda Niravadhi Bhaje Nityananda Bhajanataru Kanda Niravadhi Bhaje Nityananda Bhajanataru Kanda Niravadhi
Jai Sriman Nityananda Prabhu ki Jai. Srila Nityananda Prabhu's Appearance Day Celebration ki Jai. Shri Shri Nityananda Trayadasi ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharishate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Dishatarine. Srila Prabhupada ki. cha payobdhishayi sheshascha yasyaṃshakalaha sanityānandākhya rāmaha sharanam mamastu saṅkarśana kārana toyaśāyī garbhodaśāyī ca payobdhiśāyī sheshascha yasyaṃsa kalā sanityān nandākhya rāma sharanam mamastu saṅkarśana kārana toyaśāyī garbhodaśāyī ca payobdhiśāyī sheshascha yasyaṃsa kalā sanitya nandākhya rāma sharanam mamastu saṅkarśana kārana toyaśāyī garbhodaśāyī ca payobdhiśāyī sheshascha yasyaṃsa kalā sanitya nandākhya rāma sharanam mamastu saṅkarśanaḥ mahāsaṅkarśan in the spiritual sky. Karana Toyashai, Karana Dukshai Vishnu, who lies in the causal ocean. Garbho Doshai, Garbho Dukshai Vishnu, who lies in the Garbhodak ocean of the universe. Cha and Payobdhishai, Kshirodukshai Vishnu, who lies in the ocean of milk. Sheshaha, Sheshnag, the couch of Vishnu, Cha, and Yasya, whose, Amsa, plenary portions, Kalaha, the parts of the plenary portions, Ta, he, Nityananda Akhya, known as Lord Nityananda, Ramaha, Balaram, Lord Balaram, Sharanam, shelter, Mama, my, Astu, let there be. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance, Shankarshan, Sheshnag, and the Vishnus who lie on Karana ocean, Garbha ocean and ocean of milk are His plenary portions and the portions of His plenary portions. Please repeat after me. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance, Sankarshan, Sheshnag and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbha ocean, and ocean of milk, are His plenary portions and the portions of His plenary portions. So, who is Nityananda Prabhu has been described here. That is why, or that is how, to recognize a spiritual personality, we have to take shelter of the scriptures and the guidance of a qualified teacher. If we see Nityananda Prabhu, the way he was performing his pastimes, he was And he may appear to be like an ordinary person. He was born as the son of Harai Pandit and Padmavati Devi in the northern part of Bengal, which is known as Rar Desh. And he was very spiritually inclined from his childhood. At the age of 12, some sannyasi came and took him away, and he was traveling all over India to the places of pilgrimage. So this way, Nityananda Prabhu will appear to be like an ordinary person, pious person, good person, Brahmin, born in a Brahmin family, very spiritual. But actually, who Nityananda Prabhu is? In order to understand that, we have to take shelter of the scriptures. Without the guidance of the scriptures, we'll never be able to understand who is Nityananda Prabhu. Even in the scriptures, Nityananda Prabhu's activities sometimes may become quite bewildering. Like when I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, I was quite surprised why Nityananda Prabhu was, especially when it came to the pastimes with Jagai and Madhai. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, upon being instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, started to preach Krishna consciousness. They were going to different, Mahaprabhu told them that go from door to door and instruct everyone about Krishna consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon being instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur started to preach. And they came across these two very, very dangerous personalities. They were actually the chief of the police there. But they were the most degraded character. In a way, they were the chief of the, they were the Kotwals, the police chief of that time. But they were the biggest drunkard, they were the biggest debauchee, they were the biggest robber, they were the worst kind of people. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur consulted. Nityananda Prabhu told Haridas Thakur, look, if we can convert these two characters, then everybody will become convinced about the potency of Mahaprabhu's mercy. Haridas Thakur was reluctant. He said, look, you know what they are like. I mean, don't go near them. But Nityananda Prabhu insisted. Then finally Nityananda Prabhu just approached and said, please chant Hare Krishna and become free from your sinful reactions. And these two persons became so angry. He said, you came to instruct me on... You dare to give us advice? And they chased. They wanted to hit Nityananda Prabhu. And both Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu ran. And they were chasing and they were running. And at that time it occurred to me that why they were running? Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. He is the source of all the potency, all the strength of the universe. Not only the material strength, he is the source of all spiritual strength also. And why is he running away? Jagai and Madhai, they could just one slap, and Jagai and Madhai will be taken care of forever. And so, this is not, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a description and it causes doubts in our minds. Why he behaved like that? But then, upon being educated by Srila Prabhupada, when I came across Srila Prabhupada's explanations, then I had the real understanding. What is the real understanding? It is Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes. In this pastime, Nityananda Prabhu is not playing the role of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this pastimes, he is playing the role of a devotee. Therefore, he is playing the role in a perfect way. He is acting. He is playing the role. Playing his pastimes mean he is acting on the stage in a drama. The drama is called Chaitanya Charitamrita. Drama is called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. The wonderful nectarian pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there he is playing the role of a devotee. Therefore, he is acting like that. So that is why even the scriptures are not enough to understand these personalities. We need the guidance and explanation or purports of a pure devotee of the Lord. That's why to ask Prabhupada's purports are so important. Prabhupada's purports give us the actual spiritual understanding. So who is Nityananda Prabhu is being explained here. Nityananda Prabhu is the origin. Nityananda Prabhu is the origin of Shankarshan. Not only Shankarshan. Here it has been described Mahashankarshan. Prabhupada in the translation mentioned Mahashankarshan. There are many Shankarshans in the spiritual sky. But there is one original Shankarshan. Who is that original Shankarshan? The original Shankarshan is Balaram in Dwarka. Balaram's first expansion is Mahashankarshan. Just as there are many Lakshmis, but there is one Mahalakshmi. There are many Lakshmis, but one Mahalakshmi. Who is that Mahalakshmi? Mahalakshmi is Rukmini Devi in Dwarka. So similarly, there is many Shankarshans, but there is one Shankarshan that is the Shankarshan of original Shankarshan of Dwarka. Krishna first expands as Balaram. Then Balaram's next expansion is Vasudev Shankarshan Pradyumna Aniruddha in Dwarka. That is the Maha Shankarshan. And then from their expansions, another Vaikuntha Chaturbuhas. There also Narayan Shankarshan Pradyumna Aniruddha. And then this Shankarshan expands, this one Shankarshan expands Karanadakshay Vishnu or Mahavishnu. Now there are many Vishnus, but there is one Mahavishnu, that is the Vishnu who lies in the causal ocean. Then from him expands the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. Then from him expands the Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. So here there is a description that Nityananda Prabhu is the origin of Mahashankarshan. He is the origin of Karanadakshayi Vishnu, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu and Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. So this is Nityananda Prabhu. So that means, who is Nityananda Prabhu? Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram of Vrindavan. Brajendra Nandana Jai Shochi Shuto Hoilo Shei Balaram Hoilo Nithai. Balaram became Nityananda Prabhu. And Krishna, the Brajendra Nandana Krishna. There is also Devaki Nandan Krishna, Vasudev Krishna. Not that Krishna. Brajendra Nandan Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jashoda. That Krishna, the original Krishna of Vrindavan, became the son of Sachi Mata. Tochi Shuto Hoilo Shei. ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দন যেই শচীসুত হইল সেই বলরাম হইল নিতাই, অ্যান্ড বলরাম বিকেম নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু। সো দিস বলরাম ইজ দ্য অরিজিন অফ শঙ্কর্ষণ। বলরাম এক্সপ্যান্ডস অ্যাজ শঙ্কর্ষণ ওয়েন দ্বারকা, দেন হি এক্সপ্যান্ডস অ্যাজ মহাবিষ্ণু, গর্ভদক্ষাই বিষ্ণু অ্যান্ড ক্ষীরদক্ষাই বিষ্ণু। সো দিস ভার্স ইজ ডিসক্রাইবিং নিত্যানন্দ প্রভুজ আইডেন্টিটি। হু ইজ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু? ইজ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু জাস্ট অ্যান ইনকার্নেশন অফ ক্ষীরদক্ষাই বিষ্ণু? জেনারেলি ইন দিস মেটিরিয়াল নেচার দ্য ইনকার্নেশন অফ দ্য লর্ড দ্যাট কামস টু এস্টাবলিশ ধর্ম, অ্যাজ কৃষ্ণ মেনশনড ইন ভগবদ গীতা, যদা যদা হি ধর্মস্য গ্লানির্ভবতি ভারত, অভ্যুত্থানম অধর্মস্য তদাত্মানম সৃজাম্যহম্। কৃষ্ণ ইজ ডিক্লেয়ারিং দ্যাট হি কামস টু এস্টাবলিশ ধর্ম, বট দ্যাট ইন পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড হেড হু ইনকার্নেটস টু এস্টাবলিশ ধর্ম অন দিস প্ল্যানেট, অন দিস ইন দিস ইউনিভার্স, ইজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি অ্যান এক্সপ্যানশন অফ ক্ষীরদক্ষাই বিষ্ণু। But Balaram is not an incarnation as such. Nityananda Prabhu is not an incarnation as such. He is the origin of all these. He is the origin of Kshirodakshay Vishnu. What to speak of being an incarnation of Kshirodakshay Vishnu? He is the origin of Kshirodakshay Vishnu. He is the origin of Garbhodakshay Vishnu. He is the origin of Karanodakshay Vishnu. He is the origin of Maha Shankarshan. He is Balaram himself. Hare Krishna. Mr. Sunil Sharma just arrived. Did anyone pick you up, Sunil? Oh, you didn't inform him. Thank you for coming. So let's greet Sunil Sharmaji with three Hari Bols. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Just give him the garland. Sunil Sharmaji is a very close friend of ours from Bombay. He is a very big government officer and he is always helping us whenever we need his help. So, in Chaitanya Charita, at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, in 10 verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity, Nityananda Prabhu's identity and Advaita Acharya Prabhu's identity has been described. In first 3 verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity has been described. Then, in 5 verses, Nityananda Prabhu's identity has been described. And then in 2 verses, Advaita Acharya Prabhu's identity has been described. So, this is the first verse of those 5 verses that describes Nityananda Prabhu's identity. We'll quickly read through the next 4 verses also. Maya tite vyapi vaikuntha loke purnai sharje sri chatur buha madhe rupang jasad bhati shankarshanakhyang tang Nityananda ramang prapadde. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Shankarshan, is in the midst of Chaturbuha, consisting of Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. He possesses all opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. Maya Bhatta Janda Sangha Shayanga Shete Shakshat Karanam Bodhi Madhe Jasai Kangsha Si Puman Adi Devastang Nityananda Ramang Prapadde. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation called Karanadakshay Vishnu, lying on the Karana ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy and the shelter of the universes. Jashang Shangsha Srila Garbho Dashai Jannabhabjang Loka Sanghata Nalam Loka Shrashtu Sutika Dhamma Dhatus Tang Nittananda Ramang Prapadde. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nittananda Ram, a partial part of whom is Garbhodakshay Vishnu. From the navel of Garbhodakshay Vishnu sprouts the lotus that is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. Jashang Shangshash Paramatma Khilanam Pushta Vishnur Bhati Dugdhabdhishai Kshoni Bharta Jatkala Supanantas Tang Nittananda Ramang Prapadde. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Nittananda Ram, whose second part is the Vishnu lying on the ocean of milk. That Kshirodakshay Vishnu is the super soul of all living entities and the maintainer of all the universe, all the universes. Sheshnag is his further sub-part. So, Nityananda Prabhu's identity has been described or established in this way. Who is Nityananda Prabhu? Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram himself, who is the first expansion of Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. So today is Srimad Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day. Nityananda Prabhu appeared, as I mentioned, in northern part of Bengal, which is known as Rardesh. Rardesh means the land which is considered to be not very holy, because that is a part of, that is a land where Ganges doesn't flow. So the land where Ganges doesn't flow is considered to be wasteland. But Nityananda Prabhu appeared in that land. Why? Because he came to deliver all the fallen souls. Therefore he appeared at a land which is rejected by Ganges, which is devoid of the mercy of Ganges. That is the uniqueness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared along with his associates in a place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, appeared on the bank of the Ganges in Navadvip, Mayapur. But Nityananda Prabhu did not appear in a holy part of the... He appeared at a part, at a place where, which is not considered to be holy. Another name of that place is Pandav Varjita. The Pandavas didn't go there. Therefore, that part of India is considered to be unholy. So, Nityananda Prabhu appeared in a very exalted Brahmin family, a son of Harai Pandit. And Harai Pandit was an extremely pious person, very exalted Brahmin and an extremely pious person, and he was extremely truthful. Harai Pandit had a vow that he will never tell a lie and he'll never refuse any Brahmana. And he stuck to that vow. And as it has been described that Nityananda Prabhu, as a result of that, appeared as his son. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears to the parentage who are spiritually very exceptional. So, we'll just read from this book, Nityananda Charitamrita, by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Who is Vrindavandas Thakur? Vrindavandas Thakur is Vasudev in Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Chaitanya Lilar Vas, Vrindavanadas. Whose phone is ringing? Oh, Archana. So, anyway, I'll make sure that she sponsors the next Sunday feast. I saw many mobile phones here, and I was thinking that probably everyone is surrendering his mobile phone to me. But then I realized that these are very high-tech mobile phones that also has digital recording system. In time, Nityananda began to grow. Due to the influence of his illusory energy, however, no one could recognize him. Lord Nityananda concealed his real identity and happily played with his boyhood friends. So Nityananda Prabhu, as a child, used to play with his friends. And like any other children play, but Nityananda Prabhu's activities with his friends were not ordinary. All his plays were related to Krishna's pastimes or Ramchandra's pastimes. That was his play. He would play with his friends, but those plays will be centered around Krishna's pastimes or Ramchandra's pastimes. One night, the Lord and his friends enacted the marriage of Vasudev and Devaki. Another night, while everyone was asleep, they made a jail cell enacting the birth of Lord Krishna. They made one place into Gokul. Taking baby Krishna there, he was exchanged with Mahamaya, tricking Kamsa. Another time, they dressed someone as Putana. Someone climbed on her chest to suck her breast. One day Lord Nityananda and his friends made a shakata, a handcart, out of reeds and then broke it. Another day, the Lord and his friends stole from the house of the neighboring cowherd men. The boys never left Nityananda to go home, but sported with him day and night. The children's parents never complained. Rather, they affectionately embraced Nityananda. They said, "We have never seen such transcendental sports. How does this child know so many of Krishna's pastimes?" One day, the Lord made snakes out of leaves and took his friends to the water. One of them jumped into the water and did not move. Later, the Lord brought him back to consciousness. Another day, the Lord and his friends went to Talavan, where they killed Dhenukasura and then ate tal fruits. Lord Nityananda and his childhood friends went to the fields and enjoyed various pastimes such as the killing of Bakasura, Aghasura and Batsasura. In the afternoon, the Lord and his friends returned home blowing buffalo horns. One day, they enjoyed the pastimes of lifting Govardhan Hill, and another day, they created a Vrindavan where they enjoyed various sports. Once, they enacted Krishna's pastimes of stealing the gopis' clothes, and another day, enacted his meeting the wives of the brahmanas. On one occasion, a boy dressed up with a false beard and as Narada gave Kamsa some secret news. Another day, a boy dressed as Akrura took Krishna and Balaram to Kamsa's capital. As Lord Nityananda cried in the mood of the gopis, it seemed to his friends that a river was flowing from his eyes. So in this way, as a child, Nityananda Prabhu enacted the pastimes of the Lord with his friends. Won't it be wonderful to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness like that from the childhood? Now, Nityananda Prabhu is actually teaching us what we should do. So this is a very big lesson for the parents. How many of you, I'm sure many of you have children. How are you going to train your children now? To make them play different pastimes of Krishna. Don't give them video games and other kinds of things to sport with. Rather, teach them how to play the pastimes of the Supreme Personality. So, very wonderful thing happened. Nityananda Prabhu was playing the role of Lakshman. And Lakshman was hit in that pastimes, he was hit with Shakti shell during the battle with Meghnad, Indrajit. And Lakshman fainted. And Nityananda Prabhu fainted, and he fainted in such a way, it seemed that he left his body. Left his body. And everybody started to cry, and what happened, But then one boy who was playing the role of Hanuman, he just appeared there with Vishalakarani, some herb, and he gave it to Shushin, the doctor of the monkeys. And the doctor of the monkeys took it and gave it to Nityananda Prabhu to smell. And immediately Nityananda Prabhu came back to life. So his pastimes were not ordinary pastimes. When he fainted, it seemed that he died. There was no heartbeat, there was no sign of symptom of life in his body. So Nityananda Prabhu was taken away from his parents by one sannyasi. The sannyasi came to the house of Harai Pandit. And while he was leaving, while he was about to leave, Harai Pandit wanted to give him some gift. Or he asked him what he could do. And the sannyasi says, look, I don't need anything, but if you really want to give me something, then give me your son. And Nityananda Prabhu was so dear to his father that Harai Pandit could not stay even for a moment without seeing Nityananda. He was so fond of Nityananda Prabhu. But when the Brahmana asked, and because Harai Pandit gave him his word, and Nityananda Prabhu went with that sannyasi and traveling to various places, pilgrimage. And then finally Nityananda Prabhu went to Vrindavan. And he was waiting in Vrindavan for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to begin his pastimes. So when Mahaprabhu started his pastimes of distributing Krishna consciousness, when Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement, then Nityananda Prabhu came to Navadvip from Vrindavan. And this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu met. And it is very wonderful the way Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met. I'll just quickly read. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and all glories to Nityananda. All glories to Sri Advaita Acharya and all glories to all the devotees of Sri Gaur. All glories to the Lord who is the life and soul of Narahari and Gadadhar. O Lord, please glance mercifully towards me. All glories to Sri Gauranga along with his devotees. If one hears the topics of Lord Nityananda, he will certainly achieve pure devotional service. The topics of Madhya Khanda are just like nectar. Hearing them destroys one's atheistic mentality. Please behold the beautiful Lord Nityananda to your eyes full satisfaction. He is personified love and affection for Lord Gauranga. Lord Nityananda's limbs are filled with transcendental mellows of Lord Gauranga. Speaking in a faltering voice and unable to walk properly, Lord Nityananda resided in Vrindavan. Meanwhile, Sri Gaurachandra revealed himself in Navadvip. Lord Gauranga constantly did Sankirtan in great ecstasy. He felt distressed, however, not seeing Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda could understand the manifestation of Lord Gaurachandra. He lived in Vrindavan waiting for his auspicious moment, waiting for this auspicious moment. Understanding that his Lord had revealed himself, Lord Nityananda immediately went to Navadvip and stayed at the house of Nandan Acharya. Nandan Acharya was a Mahabhagavat, a pure devotee of the Lord. He saw Lord Nityananda as effulgent as the sun. Lord Nityananda was dressed as an abodhut or mendicant. He possessed an attractive body. He was always in deep sober mood. Lord Nityananda chanted the holy names of Krishna day and night. He was the abode of Lord Chaitanya's mercy within the three worlds. He often shouted loudly out of his own ecstasy, maddened with love of God. He was an incarnation of Lord Balaram. Enchanting beauty of his face defeated millions of moons. His sweet smile enlivened all the people of the world. His beautiful, brilliant teeth were just like pearls. And his two broad lotus eyes increased the beauty of his face. His hands stretched to his knees, and his chest was very wide. His lotus feet were expert in walking. Lord Nityananda spoke with everyone with burning compassion. Hearing the words from his lotus mouth completely destroyed one's bondage of fruitive activities. As Lord Nityananda arrived in Navadvip, all the residents began to chant, "Jai, Jai. Who is so expert to describe his glories? It is Lord Nityananda who broke the sannyas danda of Gaursundar. It is he who enlivened all the fallen foolish traders of Bengal. If anyone even chants his holy names, he will certainly be purified." Seeing Lord Nityananda, Nandan Acharya became very happy. He offered him lunch and kept him at his house. Whoever hears about Lord Nityananda's arrival at Navadvip will certainly obtain the treasure of love and devotion. Aware of Lord Nityananda's arrival in Navadvip, Sri Bishambhar became extremely happy within his heart. The Lord had, on some pretext or other, already disclosed the arrival of Nityananda to the Vaishnavas. But none of them could understand the meaning of his words. Lord Bishambhar has said, "Within a day or two, an exalted personality will come here." So, Nityananda Prabhu arrived, but he did not go directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu went to the house of Nandan Acharya. Nandan Acharya's house is a little distant from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place or Jagannath Mishra's house. Like Jogopit, and after two temples, about 100 meters from ISKCON temple, is the house of Nandan Acharya. About 1 kilometer or so distant. So Nityananda Prabhu was hiding in Nandan Acharya's house. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that within a day or two, a great devotee will come. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent the devotees, go find that exalted devotee who has arrived. So they all went and they couldn't find him. They came back. No, we couldn't find anybody. Then this is Lord said to everyone, today I had a wonderful dream. I saw a beautiful chariot with a flag on top that came and stopped near my door. Within that chariot, there was a remarkable personality. He carried a large pillar on his shoulder and appeared restless. He had a stick tucked in his clothes and carried a pitcher in his left hand. He dressed in blue garments with a blue chadar on his chest. A wonderful earring hung on his left ear. By his feature, I assume, he is none other than Haladhar Balaram. He repeatedly asked, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Lord Chaitanya continued, I have never seen such a noble and powerful personality. He was effulgent and dressed as an avadhuta or mendicant. I was severely stunned to see him. I asked him, who are you? He smilingly replied, I am your brother. We'll meet and know each other tomorrow. Hearing his words, my happiness increased. I consider myself as similar to that person. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. And who is his brother? Balaram. So now Balaram has come to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a dream of Nityananda Prabhu's arrival, and so he told that to all the devotees. Speaking like this, Lord Chaitanya fell into an ecstatic trance and began to roar loudly in the mood of Haladhar Balaram. The Lord demanded, bring wine, bring wine. Balaram actually drinks a transcendental wine called Varuni. That Varuni is made out of honey. Actually, whatever is here in the material nature is also there in the spiritual nature. But in the material nature, it is the perverted reflection. So here in this material nature, people, there is something called wine. So it must be there in the spiritual sky also. But what? In the material nature, the wine is an intoxicant. It is toxin, it is poison. But in the spiritual world, it is nectar. When one drinks poison, one dies. When one drinks nectar, what happens? One becomes immortal. In the material nature, when one drinks wine, what happens? He loses his consciousness. But in the spiritual nature, when one drinks transcendental wine, what happens? He gets Krishna prema. So anyway, but these activities of the Lord should not be imitated. Balaram can drink wine. But if we drink wine in the material nature, if we can get Baruni, yes, drink it. That's what we drink on some special occasions. What is that drink? That drink is honey. So yes, drink honey, but not whiskey. So in the mood of Nityananda Prabhu, in the mood of Balaram, he said, bring wine. His loud voice almost shattered the ears of everyone present. Then Srivash Pandit said, please listen, O Goshai. The wine that you are asking for is right here in front of you. Only those you give it to can relish it. All the devotees remained shivering at distant place. They all thought there must be some reason behind this. The lotus-eyed Lord loudly talked aimlessly. He smiled and moved his body to and fro in the mood of Shankarshan. After a short while, the Lord returned to his normal condition. Explaining the meaning of his dream, he became absorbed in the mood of Balaram. The Lord said, I have a feeling in my heart that some holy personality has arrived in Navadvip. I already told all of you that we would meet him soon. O Haridas, O Srivash Pandit, go and find out who has come and where has he come from. By the order of the Lord, both pure devotees, Haridas Thakur and Srivash Pandit, happily wandered and searched all over Navadvip for Lord Nityananda. While wandering, both of them talked to each other. They thought Lord Shankarshan might have come here. They happily wandered the streets of Navadvip, but were unable to get any news. After searching the entire Navadvip for 9 hours, they returned to the Lord without success. They humbly reported to the Lord, we did not find the stranger in Navadvip. We looked in the houses of sannyasis, Vaishnav, Jnanis and atheists. We saw the entire Navadvip but did not go to the villages outside Navadvip. Hearing them, Sri Gaurisundar began to smile. By the pretext of ordering the search, he showed that Lord Nityananda is most confidential. Some people glorify Lord Gaurisundar, but as soon as they hear the name of Nityananda, they get up and leave. Just like if one worships Govinda, but does not respect Lord Shiva. For that offense, he will surely go to the abode of Jamraj. Similarly, this incarnation of Lord Nityananda is most confidential. Without the inspiration of Lord Chaitanya, no one can even see him. If anyone criticizes Lord Nityananda's unfathomable qualities, though he possesses devotion to Lord Krishna, such devotion will be checked. Nityananda Prabhu's activities was unpredictable. He was like a madman. Therefore some people could not appreciate Nityananda Prabhu. They didn't think that he is an exalted spiritual personality. So that is why it has been described that if someone accepts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu but does not accept Nityananda Prabhu. Some people did not. They thought, this madman, we accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a great spiritual personality. They even considered him to be God. But they did not accept Nityananda Prabhu, because his activities were like a madman. Like sometimes Nityananda Prabhu would go to a wine shop where people are drinking, and he would associate with them. Of course, he would tell them Krishna Kansha, Krishna Katha. Sometimes Nityananda Prabhu would jump into the river and sport with a crocodile. Haridas Thakur used to accompany Nityananda Prabhu, and he used to tell that, I'll never go out with him. He used to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and complain, this is a mad, he's mad as a hatter. I'm not going to go out with him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to console him. No. So some people, not Haridas Thakur of course, but some people did not accept Nityananda Prabhu, and they started to blaspheme Nityananda Prabhu. So it has been described that those who accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu but do not accept Nityananda Prabhu, Jamraj will come for them. That means they won't get devotion to Krishna. And it is similar to if somebody accepts Govinda but doesn't accept Lord Shiva. His attachment to Govinda will not be recognized, because Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee of Govinda. So if somebody accepts the Lord but doesn't accept his devotee, his devotion is useless. So Nityananda Prabhu's activities, no matter how inconceivable they may be, we must accept them with proper respect and reverential attitude. Devotees headed by Shivash Pandit are fully conversant with the science of Lord Nityananda. But for some fun, they could not find him. As I said, it's just a pastime. They're playing a drama on a huge platform. This platform of this earth planet. After a while, Lord Chaitanya said with a smile, "Come with me, let us go see him." All the devotees then joyfully went with Lord while chanting, "All glories to Lord Krishna." On the way, Lord Chaitanya called, "Murari, Murari, have you not seen Avadhut Nityananda?" Saying this, he began to smile. He said, "He is now staying at Nandan Acharya's house. Come with me. We are going there. I am telling you the truth." While walking, the Lord repeatedly chanted, "Hari, Hari." His whole body shivered and his voice choked. 5 or 7 lines of tears flew from his eyes. The lustrous golden Lord was unable to walk. Sometimes he leaped up to 5 feet, five steps ahead like a powerful lion, and sometimes looked behind like a mad elephant. Out of ecstasy, the Lord would make a loud noise again and again, which was as grave as the noise of the cloud. In this way, Lord Gaurasundar, along with his associates, finally reached the house of Nandan. Everyone saw a jewel-like personality sitting in the house of Nandan Acharya. His effulgence was equal to that of millions of suns. He was sitting in his own mood, deeply absorbed in ecstatic meditation. He was smiling all the time. Aware that Lord Nityananda was in a deep trance of pure devotion, Lord Vishambhar and his associates offered obeisances. Everyone stood aside with awe and reverence. No one said a word. They simply stared at him. Then Mahaprabhu Vishambhar came before Lord Nityananda, who at once understood his beloved and worshipable Lord was present. The form of Vishambhar was as beautiful as that of Cupid. He wore an attractive dress and a flower garland. Sandalwood paste was smeared on his forehead. The luster of gold appeared most insignificant before the body of the Lord. Even the moon god hankers to see his enchanting face. The Lord's teeth resembled a set of pearls, and seeing his attractive hair, one becomes unconscious. Seeing his 2 broad pink eyes, one wonders, are there any more lotus flowers? His 2 long hands stretched down to his knees. A fine, thin Brahmin thread beautified his broad chest. His forehead was wonderfully decorated with marks of tilak, and his body looked enchanting even without any ornaments. His fingernails defeat the beauty of millions of jewels. His attractive smile is nectar. Lord Vishambhar stood in front of Lord Nityananda, who at once recognized the Lord of his heart. Lord Nityananda, out of joy, was stunned. He stared at Lord Vishambhar without blinking his eyes. He desired to lick Vishambhar with his tongue and drink his beauty through his eyes. Nityananda desired to embrace Vishambhar with his hands and smell him with his nose. Lord Nityananda simply became stunned. Everyone was so astonished that he did not speak or move. Lord Gauranga, the life and soul of everyone, beheld the situation and began to invent ways to reveal Lord Nityananda. With a gesture, the Lord instructed Shrivash to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Understanding the Lord's intention, Shrivash Pandit at once recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam glorifying Krishna's attractive form. Barha pirang natavara bapu karnayo karnikaram bibhradvasha kanaka kapisham vaijayantin chamalam. Ranjan beno radhara sudhaya purayan gopa vrindai vrindarannam sapadaramanam pravishad gita kirti. The meaning of that verse is, wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue kornikar flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. Hearing this verse, Lord Nityananda fell to the ground unconscious. Out of great ecstasy, Lord Nityananda remained inert as Lord Gauranga told Srivash to continue. Awaking after a short while, Lord Nityananda began to cry. Repeatedly hearing the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Nityananda became maddened. He roared like a lion, and the sound shook the universe. He jumped in the air so forcefully that everyone thought all his bones would break to pieces. With what to speak of others, even the Vaishnavas became afraid. They all prayed, O Krishna, please save him. O Krishna, please save him. Lord Nityananda rolled on the ground and his whole body became wet with tears. Seeing the attractive form of Lord Vishambhar, Lord Nityananda breathed heavily. Sometimes he would laugh loudly and sometimes he felt great happiness within his heart. Sometimes he danced, sometimes he clapped his hands, and sometimes he jumped forcefully. A golden effulgence shone from the beautiful body of Lord Nityananda. Brightly shining ornaments decorated his charming bodily limbs. Yellow cloth adorned his waist, and he wore a turban decorated with champak flowers on his head. Tinkling ankle bells sounded as he walked. Tears filled his deer-like eyes. His enchanting smile appeared as if the lightning had fallen down on earth. His captivating smile disturbed the chastity of women. His grace, his grave voice resembled the sound of a cloud. His roaring sound subdued the mad elephant in the form of Kali. He walked like an intoxicated elephant. Tears of love constantly flowed from his smiling face. Overflooded with love of God, Lord Nityananda's body showed symptoms of ecstatic love, such as shivering, standing of hair on end, and perspiration. He held a golden stick in his hand as he defeated the pride of Kali. His lotus-like palms were simply wonderful. He was decorated with armlets, bangles, necklace, bracelets, and ankle bells. His two earrings were as bright as the sun. He rolled on the ground. Sometimes he stood up saying, "Please hold me." Then he would ask everyone, "Where is that cowherd boy Kanai, Krishna?" Sometimes he uttered strange words and sometimes he cried or laughed. Sometimes he asked for honey and sometimes he praised his consort Revati. Sometimes he hopped, sometimes he said one thing and the next moment something else. No one could understand what he said. The fragrance of his bodily limbs caused all the young girls and the married women to leave their houses without hesitation. Lord Nityananda fell on the ground to offer obeisances to Lord Vishambhar and humbly offered prayers with sweet words. Lord Nityananda fell at the lotus feet of his Lord. Both of them tried to catch hold of each other's feet. Both the Lords embraced each other and cried. Lord Nityananda looked at Vishambhar's face and smilingly said, "Where were you? I have searched the entire world but could not get any news of you. Finally, I heard that the son of Nanda Maharaj is living at Navadvip in Gordes, hiding his real identity. I have come here to catch this thief. I have come here to catch this thief. Today I have caught you. How will you escape?" Saying this, Lord Nityananda began to laugh, cry and dance. Lord Gauranga also danced with Nityananda. Seeing Lord Nityananda's ecstatic madness for Krishna, Gaurchandra cried along with all the Vaishnavas. The happiness of Nityananda increased without limit. Although everyone tried to pacify him, they were unable. When all the devotees failed to calm him, Vishambhar personally embraced him. As soon as Vishambhar embraced him, Lord Nityananda surrendered his life to Vishambhar still. Lord Nityananda offered his life to him to whom it belongs and thus remained inert in the lap of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda floated in the word, in the water of Chaitanya's love. And just as Lakshmana lay on the lap of Lord Ramchandra being hit by the Shakti weapon of Ravana, Lord Nityananda soon pierced by the arrows of love and devotion. Gaurachandra cried with Nityananda on his lap. Both lords felt an indescribable happiness. Their love and affection for each other is like that of Sri Ram and Lakshman. There is no other example of the affection seen between Gaurachandra and Nityananda except this. After a while, Lord Nityananda revived. All the devotees began to chant, "Hari, Hari." Seeing Lord Nityananda on the lap of Vishambhar, Gadadhar smiled and thought, "This is contradictory. Lord Ananta always carries Vishambhar on his lap. Today, his pride has been smashed in the lap of the Lord. Gadadhar Pandit knows the influence of Nityananda and Nityananda knows the heart of Gadadhar. So now, there'll be the deity greetings, Shringar Aratik of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram and Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. Nityananda Prabhu ki, Nityananda Trayadasi Mahotsav ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.